And with me now is ANPU leader Paddy Thobeen. He was their sole TD in the 33rd Dáil, and they're aiming to change that in the next. Paddy Thobeen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Áine.
So you're the outgoing sole TD. You're running 43 candidates. You're aiming for 10. The only thing is, just on that target, you only got 6% of the vote in the Europeans. You were aiming for 24 council seats. You got 8. So that would seem to make your target of 10 look a little bit overambitious.
Well, first of all, there's a wave of support coming towards ANPU at the moment. The warmth at the door is phenomenal. And I do think that it's
how did they all say that, don't they?
No, but like you can see it in the polls. In fairness, the Irish Times polls and the Sunday Business poll also showed a big jump in ANPU support. And in those 10 constituencies that were really focusing on, it's very clear that the last seat is between an ANPU candidate and a government TD. So in those 10 constituencies, the likes of Cavan Monaghan, Mayo, Wexford, Dublin West, for example, if people really want change, they have to concentrate their vote on the ANPU candidate in that location.
But what would that change bring? Because you say you'd only talk to Fianna Fáil, not to Sinn Féin or Fine Gael, because according to you, Fianna Fáil is an empty, hollow husk. Now, Micheál Martin in reply said that was an insult to Fianna Fáil members, that you're arrogant and he won't be engaging in your style of politics. So if you've ruled out the other two big parties and Fianna Fáil now won't talk to you, you're going nowhere except the opposition benches, aren't you?
Well, first of all, we have said we'd only rule out Fine Gael and the Greens. We will talk to all of the other political parties.
Now, you will talk to Sinn Féin?
It's always been our position. That's always been the position. Even though we're unhappy that Sinn Féin still are not sure of what they stand for.
So you'll talk to a Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin coalition and I option, think is that right?
That's a possibility in this election. I know Micheál Martin ruled it out. But he also, in fairness, ruled out going into coalition with Fine Gael before the last election. So I'm not sure we can be confident on that red line from
Micheál Martin. Even though he said very clearly he's not interested in doing business with you after that insult to his
party. Well, first of all, I think he needs to be a bigger man than, you know, ruling out government over a difference of opinion, for God's sakes.
Right.
You know, we have major issues in terms of accountability, and that's one of the biggest platforms we have as a political party. We have held this government to account. We want to see a junior minister for accountability in the next government that would be located in the department of the Taoiseach, that would report to the Taoiseach on a weekly basis, to put the Taoiseach on the hook for accountability in this country. Because one of the big things in this election, I think it's really a pivotal point in this election, is that Simon Harris has said he did not sign the contracts for the National Children's Hospital. Colin Burke on RTE said he did.
We need to get to the bottom of that in this campaign. All that down. So on the waste thing and this idea you have for a Minister of State for Waste in the Department of the Taoiseach. We already have a very powerful Department of Public Expenditure and Reform with full ministerial rank. And indeed, you know, there's been a lot of times when ministers and indeed Taoiseach have been told by Deeper that things ain't, you know, this is the way things are going to be. So that's just populist duplication.
Here's how practical it is for us. What we want to do is to write in, to put into each of the job contracts for senior civil servants in this country, that they have a responsibility to mind the public purse, so that if they don't do their job properly, there's a disciplinary procedure up to and including losing their job. Because this is the key issue. If there's no cost in terms of massive waste, there will be no change. We will be cursed to wake up week after week to examples of the children's hospital, the bike sheds, the, you know, the €300 million in Metro North and not a shovel put into the ground, the €20 million in ventilators that never worked.
Many people would absolutely share your indignation about that. But again, is this just populism? The Supreme Court has already set very clear limits on the Public Accounts Committee on what politicians can do in terms of holding people to account. Irish employment law is very clear about an employer's duty of care. It's also very clear about people's reputations and so on. So again, the chances of you being able to sack civil servants like that, zero to nil?
Well, first of all, there are thousands of people sitting in cars at the moment who are going to jobs. And if they lost a chunk of money, if they wasted money repeatedly, they know themselves that they would lose their jobs.
Is this not all a bit Donald Trumpy and getting rid of the civil servants you don't like?
No, I tell you what it is. What we want to do is employ people who perform, who deliver, but people who waste money, there needs to be a cost to that. Because here's a deal on you, right? You know, we have a government that promised the National Children's Hospital for €700 million in 2020 save an asteroid hitting the planet. It's now at 2.25 billion euros. We don't have an opening date, and there's no child's been treated there. So we have a double problem here. Not only is there a massive waste of money, but really important infrastructural projects are now grinding to a halt, costing on human life.
Yeah. Let's stick with the Children's Hospital, because it's one you've been pointing the finger at Simon Harris at very closely. I mean, the Children's Hospital is a long and sorry saga that goes back through many administrations, and there were many missteps arguably along the way, and it's all now subject to arbitration. So here's the question. If you are in the next government and you are in a position to have a say as to what goes forward in the Children's Hospital, I mean, what could you do different to the current Minister for Health, for instance, on ensuring that it opens sooner or for less money?
So I have got my hands on the Bill of Works for the National Maternity Hospital recently. It was given to me. In that Bill of Works, it's very similar to the National Children's Hospital. There's a complete lack of specificity. And what I mean by that is the elements in it are so loose that it will allow for a blank check to appear in the future by a contractor who wants to stretch that contract out as long as possible.
Okay. So the first thing, I can challenge you on those details, because I don't have sight of that contract.
But I will say this. We just need to get to a situation where we have tight, detailed plans and
so you
bills.
Would change procurement, you would change the nature of contracts.
Yeah, sure. This government went to a tender without actually completing the tendering process properly. And here lies the issue. We had the Taoiseach, who is looking to stand for reappointments to that really important office, sign a contract in which he has stated live on television that he didn't sign a contract. And we have to get to the heart of this mess because
the actual signing is carried out by the board. Again, there are many authors to what happened to this along the way. I want to move on to immigration. You want IPAS centres, people seeking international protection here. You want them to come under regular planning permission. That sounds very democratic, but in reality, wouldn't it mean years of delays, years of court challenges? It's effectively another way of saying no.
Well, first of all, we have years of delays. We have years of problems. Look at the Coolock situation. That is grinding to a halt again because of the lack of consultation by the government with the people. But we have a stunning situation whereby we have Green Party TDs objecting through the planning laws because a new project will look over their homes, and yet they are deleting the full planning process for hundreds of thousands of people for projects that are far bigger than that house overlooking that Green TD's home. That there's a hypocrisy there that is incredible. And the reason we have planning laws is because it is a democratic process.
Isn't it not a veto.
I mean,
this is critical. It's public infrastructure, and that's the reason.
But housing is critical infrastructure. It's infrastructure that's needed for everybody. And we need to get to a situation where we treat everybody equally in this country. And I think Aintu has done a massive job of work of actually injecting common sense and decency into this debate over the last couple of years.
And in terms of common sense, when we're relying, one in five people, workers in the workforce, come from overseas, and you want to see limits on the number of work visas Ireland gives out?
Well, first of all, I do have to say that people who are working here on work permits are making an enormous contribution to this country, and there's many elements of our country that wouldn't work properly unless we had those individuals working here. But I will say that we're hearing from local authorities currently that people on work permits are actually showing up homeless at the moment, and even for due diligence for them, the state can't help them at all because they're neither citizens nor they're coming in on the asylum process. So what we need to do is reach an idea of sustainability, and sustainability means that we have an equalisation of resources and the number of people who are coming into the country, and that's completely missing from this government's policy.
Final question, your manifesto today, why so late?
Well, in fairness, it's a 110-page document. We've put a lot of effort into this. There's a lot of innovation in relation to this. For example, Operation Shamrock, where we're looking...
No, I don't need the details of it. I'm just saying why so late.
But I tell you, people will have a good read of this and have 7 days to really digest the level of detail in this, and I think people will like it.
We leave it there, but thank you for joining us. That's ANPU leader, Padraig Tobin.